going to turn to three verses and then a passage, a story from the Bible. So we start from a well-known verse, John's Gospel chapter 3 and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes on him may not perish, but have life eternal. Then we turn to the Epistle to the Romans, chapter 6. Romans 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the act of favor of God, eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Then we turn to the first epistle of John, chapter 2. 1 John, chapter 2, verse 25. And this is the promise which he has promised us: life eternal. We'll read the story in a minute. I'm sorry if I've read verses that maybe you've heard before, maybe well-known verses, but I hope I can bring something fresh, something maybe new, something you may have not considered before. It struck me, and because it struck me, I wanted to share it. That's as simple as it gets. I have no qualification to be up here and speak to you. Just that knowing Christ as my Savior is such a great blessing. I want to share it. That's as simple as that. And I would love you to grasp this wonderful promise of God. Now, what we're going to talk about tonight is eternal life. And there are three things I want you to think about. And that's why I read these three passages. The first thing I want you to be aware is that eternal life is not something that man has invented. No scientist has ever been able to invent eternal life. And never will, I can assure you. Eternal life, you cannot buy it in a shop. Neither can you buy it on Amazon. And it doesn't get delivered to you the next day of trying. Eternal life comes from God himself. And it is in God's plan. But the beautiful thing of it is that it concerns you and me. Because the verse we well know, John 3:16, tells us, above and beyond telling us that God loves us, which is an incredible thing, an amazing thing, but it tells us that God wants us to have eternal life. So what I want you to know about eternal life is as simple as this. It's something you can have. Remember this. You can have it. The second thought about eternal life is in Romans 6. It says there, this translation says that it is the act of favor of God. Other translations say it's a gift. So, I told you can buy it, but I told you can have it. Am I being a bit strange, or is there a clue there? Well, the clue is that it is a gift. And from who? It's a gift of God. So, if you're interested in it, and I hope you will be, I hope I can stir this curiosity in you, if you're interested in eternal life, I want to bring you to the one that can give it to you. Lots of stories in this time of year, and Santa comes with the presents, and Father Christmas, and this and that. And then it's Daddy and Mummy bringing you the presents, and your relatives. Well, this is not a fake story I'm telling you about. And I can assure you it's not fake, because I
have received that gift. And I hope you will as well. Are you interested in eternal life?
I'm coming to what it means in a minute, but I want you to think. Remember, you can have it,
but it can only be a gift.
And where does this gift come from?
It comes from God alone. Because eternal life is from God himself.
It's in his thoughts. It is in his plans for humanity, for mankind,
for you and me. And I would love to put every name in this room in that box.
It's for each one of us individually. Now, let's get to the third thing about eternal life. 1 John 2. Listen to this. It's exciting and confusing at the same time. That's why we're going to read a story about it. It tells me it's the promise which God has promised us. Eternal life. Before I go and explain in the story, why did I read this passage? When we start a new year, you're full of challenges. But you set yourself a whole load of things. I promise I'll do this. I'll do this. I would like to do this, don't you? You put some bit, well, I'm a bit of an ambitious man, but maybe if you are as well, you understand me. You want to say, right, okay, let's put that. I need to do this. This needs to be really true. But I can tell you one thing. There's only one promise that never fails. And that promise is God's promise. So remember about eternal life. You can have it. It is a gift that comes only from God alone. Don't go and knock to your neighbor's house. They can't give it to you. Don't go to your friend and tell him all about it. He can't give it to you. Yes, go to God. God can give it to you. And it's a promise. It's a promise that God has given us. Now then, I can have it, but it's a gift, it's a promise. It's a bit confusing. How does this all work? Well, this is the beauty of the gospel. Because the gospel is a living message. Do you know what that means? It simply means it's not just words that are told. And in my case, they're not told very well because I can't even speak the language. But what I want you to know is that when I bring this little story to you, it works in your heart and it stirs your heart. And the whole aim of the gospel is that you react to it. So you take a decision in your life. And you take a decision regarding eternal life. That's all it is. And I wish that you go out of that room saying, I really want eternal life. But in a minute or so, you'll be able to know how you can get it, how you can have it. So, we're going to read the story in John 4. John's Gospel, chapter 4. John 4, we're going to read from verse 46 down to verse 53. John 4, verse 46. Speaks about a man called Jesus, and it says, he came, therefore, again to Cana of Galilee, where he made the water wine. And there was a certain courtier in Capernaum whose son was sick. He, having heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, went to him and asked him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was about to die. Jesus, therefore, said to him, unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. The courtier says to him, sir, come down, ere my child die. Jesus says to him, go, thy son lives. And the man believed the word which Jesus said to him and went his way. But already as he was going down, his servants met him and brought him word, saying, thy child lives. He inquired, therefore, from them the hour at which he got better. And they said to him, yesterday At the seventh hour, the fever left him. The Father therefore knew that it was in that hour in which Jesus said to him, "Thy son lives," and he believed, himself and his whole house. What I find fascinating about this story is that hopefully it's going to help you and me understand what is the difference between a gift and a promise. Remember, the key of the story tonight is eternal life, something that you can have. This is a story to explain to us how we can get and be true to have that gift. Now, to be able to tell you all this, I need to present to you the one who is the true life. The verse in Romans we read said eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And the story I read is not by chance. I didn't just open the Bible. So here we go. This will do. It speaks on the man that brings this gift into your heart. That is Jesus. So Jesus was the man that was walking here. And as he's going along, there comes another man. And he's all worried, all concerned about things. And rightly so. His son's about to die. So great concern. Some things in your life can happen that bring great concern to you. And it's not that it just needs to be a son that is dying. It doesn't work like that, you know. The Bible gives examples. But then each one of us brings them to our own life. And I can assure you that when I was a young boy, and I used to hate studying, and older people would used to say, "Oh, don't worry, you'll get through and you're fine." I didn't think they could understand my problems. Just sitting in front of books was an awful thing, a terrible thing. And I had lots of problems with books. So your problem can be what other people think a small problem, but for you it's a big problem, and you shouldn't worry. What you need to do is do like this man did. Bring it to a man named Jesus. Do that. Do that tonight. As you're listening to me, if you have a big problem that's worrying, concerning you, and that's causing you stress or sadness, bring it to Jesus. Now, then a fascinating thing happens. Actually, it's quite frustrating in a way. This man says to Jesus, "Can you come down, please? Because my son is dying." And as you read here, Jesus doesn't answer, does he? He says, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." It seems a little bit as if Jesus is ignoring this man, doesn't it? A little bit. Do you understand me? Do you get it? That's what it feels like. So when you bring your problem to Jesus, you may think, "Who doesn't even care about me?" But what does this man do? An amazing thing. He continues to ask Jesus. He perseveres in his need. Tonight, persevere. Carry on. Continue asking Jesus to give you eternal life. Ask him now and ask him again. And look what he does. An amazing thing comes out of this. Does Jesus go to this man's house? He doesn't. He doesn't go. And you may think, "Oh, what a surprise then. What a waste of time." It wasn't. Look at what happens. Look carefully. It says, Jesus says to him, "Go. Your son lives." What would it be if tonight Jesus came in your life and said, "Whatever your problem is, go ahead, sort it. Done. Go on then." Would you go? Or would you doubt? Here's the clue. Here's the clue to the gospel. Here's the if moment. Here's the decision moment.
when you listen to the Lord's words in your life? Will you or will you not believe in his words? The last story tonight about this man, what does it say? It says it straight. He says he believed the word what Jesus said to him. You know what, my dear friend? If you believe in the word of Jesus, you are saved and you have eternal life. Whosoever believes in him may have eternal life. That is the aim of God. And it all relies on believing in Jesus. But it's not finished. Yes, okay, he believed. But his son was away at home. He was away from home. He had to go back. There was a way there. My problem, well, I don't know, is it sorted? Is it not sorted? How can I know? It's difficult, isn't it? Life is complicated at times. Well, this man believed and went on his way home. So he had already received a gift. What was the gift in this story? It was the healing of the son. That's what he was asking for, wasn't it? His problem was the son was dying. So he had that, because we understand from the story. But did he know? Had he the assurance of it? No. What did he do? He walked holding that promise in his hand, in his heart. But look at some details about this. He went on having that promise. Why does the Bible tell us that eternal life is a promise? It's because we can have it as we're walking down here. What a wonderful thing that is. So he went on. And as he was going, his servants came. Oh no, what would you have thought? What would you have thought? There's another story in the Bible. The servants came to give him bad news. In this case, what would you have said? You think Jesus has sorted your problem? You move out, go back from Monday to school, you have a problem there? And no? Oh, what's happening? Is it true? Is it not true? But he believed the word. And what did they tell him? That his son lives. What does this man do? An incredible thing. He says, wait a minute. What time was it? What time was it? What does that mean? I just leave this with you. This man was really concerned about his son. But he was really wanting to know how powerful Jesus was. He was very interested in every detail of what Jesus was doing. So he took notice of the time that Jesus had spoken. Maybe this is a little hint for you. Maybe Jesus is speaking to you tonight. Write down the date and the hour. It might be useful. You might be able to come back to it in your days. Maybe something Jesus has told you today will bring you to him tomorrow. My desire is that you come to him tonight. My desire is that you accept him straight away, as this man did. Because he did, because he believed in the word. So by believing, he walked on back home and he had that promise. He didn't know his son lived, did he? He had no certainty of that gift, but he had a promise. And when he got there, even before getting there, his son was alive. What a beautiful thing. So, my dear friend, eternal life may seem a complicated matter. What is it all about? It's about living forever with Christ in God's presence. That's what it's all about. But remember, you can have it by believing in the Lord Jesus. And it is a promise. What does that mean? That we can enjoy it already as we're walking down here. So one day, if you've believed in the Lord Jesus, you will see him face to face. He will come. Everyone that believes in Jesus is waiting for that moment. We visited, well, my grandmother-in-law, and she's in a care home. We expect she will soon pass away from this scene. She said to my wife, when we said goodbye, she said, I don't expect I'll see you again, Lorraine. That's what she said. But you know what? When we went in the room, she said, I can't wait to see the Saviour. And her eyes, she's a bit confused, but her eyes were full of joy at the thought that she was going to see her Lord. That is eternal life. Does she have it now? She has it. She lives in the promise of that life. And one day, it will be hers forever. So it is my desire that you can secure that gift of God in your heart tonight. How do you do that? By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. All your sins will be washed away. All the wages of sin, death, is rolled away, is no longer a problem. You may have thought that when an old person comes to the deathbed, they are concerned about that. They are worried. They might be worried physically, but if they put their trust in Christ, they look beyond. They look beyond and above. So, dear friend, eternal life is a gift of God. It's a promise, and it can be yours. How can you secure it? By believing in the Lord Jesus. May you do this tonight. That's what I say. Amen. Amen.